Hi, welcome to Best Stories. This is the second season of The Adventures of Packy the Rat, a children's podcast. Episode 16, Let's Play Ball. The seven children were packing up things to go to the beach. One of them grabbed the towels, another got blankets to put down on the sand. A few of the children gathered up all the buckets and sand toys, and the rest of the children helped their mom pack up a lunch. But when they got to the beach, they were not the only ones with the idea of going to the beach today. In fact, there were so many people at the beach, they couldn't even find a spot to put their things down on the sand. And after walking around for a bit, their mom said, "Well, I think we need to find somewhere else to picnic today." Their mom found a park that was not so busy. There was a river with a waterfall they hiked around, and then they even stopped for ice cream on the way home. They had had a lot of fun, and when they got home, they were all very tired, and when they were already upstairs, they eagerly waited for their mom to say, "Heads down, covers up, and lights out." It's time for the next story about the adventures of Packy the Rat. For the last few days, there was a lot of activity around the farm, and this morning was busier and louder than ever. However, the noise and activity was not from the barn friends, though, but from the farmer and all the farmhands. They were very busy, and especially today, and it was a very hot and sunny day. And there were tractors and wagons and plows and trucks going back and forth past the barn and moving it all over the farm. Packy looked out of his window from the loft. "Boy, it sure was early, even for the farmers to be up and making so much noise," he thought. He went outside, and he saw lots of vegetables being loaded on the wagons. It was a wonderful smell of vegetables. And there were tents and tables being set up near the pond. "Wow, the farm was certainly preparing for something. I wonder what they're doing," said Packy. Packy went into the barn to join his friends for breakfast. "What's going on out there?" said Packy. "There's much more than just farm work being done." "They're having a summer party here at the farm," said Buddy. "All the nearby farms are invited. I can't wait. Albert the goat from Old Reynolds Farm is coming, and I haven't seen him since we were little kid goats." And all the barn friends knew someone who would be at the summer party from another farm, and they were very excited as well. "Tell me more," said Packy. "What is the summer party like?"
"Oh my," said Clara. "They have food and music and hayrides at the summer party."
"Food?" said Packy. "What kind of food?"
"Good heavens, all the food you can eat," said Ginger. "Hamburgers, corn, pies, and vegetables."
Packy was jumping up and down. "Oh, I can't wait either," said Packy. Now the barn friends had hardly touched their breakfast. Not just because they were so excited about the party, but because of all the noise from the tractors and hammering. Henry neighed, "Every time I go to eat, I hear pounding from a hammer or a tractor driving past, and it startles me."
"Oh, why, I haven't been able to eat a bite either," said Oliver. "Oh my," said Clara, "it's just too noisy and busy here."
"Well, why don't we pack up some of our food and go somewhere quiet while they're getting ready for the party," said Priscilla.
"That's a great idea," said Packy, "and then we can come back when there's not so much noise."
So, Packy and the barn friends went for a walk to get some peace and quiet. They quickly packed up and walked away from the garden and all that noise and wandered toward the forest. They found a nice shady spot by the forest, and they all sat down and unpacked their bags and set all their food out.
"We're having our own picnic," said little Jeffrey.
Packy was watching the squirrels up in the trees. They were busy too, passing acorns back and forth in the trees, just packing them away. Packy pointed up to the squirrels in the trees.
"They sure are busy," said Priscilla.
"I think they don't want any more acorns to fall to the ground because Packy and I are lightning fast and they don't want to lose any more food," said little Jeffrey.
The barn friends laughed at little Jeffrey's comment, and they too were amused by watching the busy squirrels tossing their acorns around to each other.
"Oh my," said Clara, "those squirrels remind me of a story."
"Oh, tell us," bleated Lily and the Lamb twins.
Everyone was always ready to listen to a story from Clara, so the barn friends all settled in and listened as Clara began.
Oh my, well, Huck the farmhand was milking cows one morning, and he asked the other farmhands, "Have you ever heard the story of when the farm was hosting the baseball game against the farm down the road? I believe it was old Frank's farm?" Well, Frank's farm had never lost a baseball game in the county, and they bragged about it all the time. And to be honest, this farm here was never very good at playing baseball. But it was our year to host the game. So, the other farmhands and I were mowing the lawn and making up the baseball field right here at the farm. Now, it looked real nice. And after we were done with the farm chores for the day, we practiced catching and hitting the baseball. I didn't think we were doing too bad. And I looked over at the barn. I told the other farmhands, "You know what? I think the farm animals are watching us play ball." The other farmhands laughed as they looked over at the barn. But all the farmhands saw were the animals just chomping away at their food. And they just laughed again. Then they said, "Hank, we know no one loves these animals more than you. But I think that they are more annoyed we're plopped this baseball field in the middle of their field than they are interested in watching us play ball out here." Well, I said, "You're probably right, but I swear I saw them look up whenever the ball was hit or thrown." Well, we didn't say they were not smart. They probably just want to get out of the way when they see the ball flying towards them, said one of the farmhands. "I just hope the animals stay out of the way of the game," they all said to me. I said, "Don't you worry. I won't let them get in our way. With my pitching and the way you all hit the ball, we might just have a chance against Frank's farm." I could tell the other farmhands were very happy at my encouraging words. They were so excited for the game the next day. And, well, we are all a little nervous, too. You see, we all want to win against Frank's farm. Actually, everyone in the county wants us to win. Because, well, Frank's farm team has never lost a game. I was so nervous I could hardly sleep. But when the sun came up and the rooster crowed, we all had to hurry and get up and get all the farm chores done early. Because today was the big day for the ball game against Frank's farm. And nearly everyone in the county was coming to watch. Well, we finished up the chores real fast, and we all went to the field to warm up. And wouldn't you know, people were already there, sitting out in the field, waiting for the game to start. And as we warmed up, I saw all the farm animals mosey out of the barn and stand around out in the field. Well, now, they weren't too close to the baseball field where we were playing, so I decided to just let them stay put. Then Frank's farm team arrived in their shiny new truck and their matching uniforms. "They sure look professional," the farmhand said, looking at Frank, the farm's baseball team. "Come on, guys. It's time to play ball. No shiny truck or fancy uniform can win a baseball game. Besides, a lot of people came to watch this baseball game." The farmhands looked over and they saw many, many cars continue to pull into our farm. And I said to our team, "Look at all those people just coming here to watch this baseball game. So come on," I told them, "let's play ball." And Frank's farm team got to bat first because they were the visiting team and we were hosting the game. I took a few big breaths and went to the pitcher's mound. Now, we weren't doing too bad in that first inning. They only got one run in, and so did we. But we had 8 more innings to go. And boy, could those players on Frank's farm team hit that ball. And by the 3rd inning, they had 6 runs in, and we only had 2. And whoo-wee, it was getting hot. We were all getting tired. And by the time we got to the 7th inning, the score was 10-5. And, well, we were not winning. The next pitch I threw, no one could believe how far the player hit the ball. Everyone thought it was another home run with bases loaded. And now I might need to mention at this point that the farm animals seem to have inched closer and closer to the baseball field. And I'm not sure if that ball just fell too close to Alice the cow or it startled her. But she kicked the ball when it fell near her, and the farmhand playing near second base caught it and the player was out. Well, it all happened so fast that no one knew what to say, and so we just kept playing. But the next hit Sergeant the Horse caught the pop fly in the outfield, and he placed it in the outfielder's glove. And then the farmhand in the outfield tossed it to third base, making it a double play, giving us the three outs to make it our turn at bat. And why, I think luck was just with us now, and our team was feeling more confident. And we had bases loaded, and when I hit the ball, didn't it land in Mrs. Pig's mud puddle? And every time the player from Frank's team tried to get the ball, Mrs. Pig moved in his way. Mrs. Pig doesn't let anyone in her mud puddle. Why, it took three of Frank's players to get that ball out of the mud. They finally got the ball out of the mud, but not before we got our four runs in, and that ball was covered with mud. And now it was the last inning, and the score was tied. Now all we had to do was score one run, and we could win the game. Frank's farm team was looking kind of mad. They didn't understand what was going on. But the whole county was watching, and no one could explain what they saw either. And the referee just said, "Let's play ball." And the score was tied 12-12, and we were up at bat. Now our first batter struck out, and our second batter struck out also. "Well, this game's never going to end," I said. "It's going to be a tie, and we're going to have to go into another inning." But when I hit the ball, it didn't go far, but it landed right on top of Molly the Goat's rock pile. And when Frank's farm team ran to get the ball, why, they couldn't figure out which one was the baseball and which ones were those rocks. I ran the bases as fast as I could, and why, the farmhands might have found that baseball on the rock pile, but Molly the Goat thought they were playing a game with her. And boy, did she like playing King of the Mountain. She kept butting Frank the farm teams off the rock pile every time they tried to climb up there. And by the time I got to home plate, it was too late. We won the game. And we got the winning run to make the score 12-13. Boy, did we cheer and shout. Frank's farm team shook our hands and left, and they were looking around, scratching their heads, and wondering what went on, and they couldn't explain anything that had happened in that game. And no one could have predicted how this game would have turned out. Well, I saw the whole game, and I didn't even know what to say. But I have said many, many times, this here sure is a special farm, and you never know what to expect. And I was sure happy we won our game. We got a nice big trophy. And Clara mooed. And that was the end of Huck's story. "That sure was a good story," said Priscilla. But by then the barn friends had decided it was time to get back to the barn. And when they got back to the barn, no one was around, and it looked kind of like a mess, and things were thrown around. They were not sure what had happened. "Why, I think it's past dinner time," said Oliver. And even the farmhands were not around. "What happened to the garden?" said Henry. "Oh my, it looks like they didn't finish," said Clara. And Clara quickly went to see if she could find out what was going on. "Oh my," said Clara when she returned. "Farmer Snyder got sick, and they had to rush him to the hospital. Big trucks with sirens came here while we were gone." "Oh dear," said Priscilla. "That's why they didn't finish the work, and everything is still left out in a mess. I hope Farmer Snyder is okay." The barn friends were certainly not expecting this to happen. Buddy came up to his barn friends and said, "Mr. Snyder was helping the farmhands, and they said the heat and the sun were too hot, and he nearly fell down. So they called an ambulance. But he's okay. They're keeping him in the hospital overnight, just to be sure. He'll be back tomorrow," Buddy assured the barn friends. "But the farmhands didn't get all the work done, and now they think they'll have to cancel the party," said Buddy. The barn friends looked all around the farm. It sure looked a mess, and they definitely could not have a summer party with the farm looking like this. The wagon had vegetables half loaded and falling off. The tents and tables were only half put up and falling over. Why, the lawn even needed to be mowed yet. Now, I'm not sure if they were thinking of Clara's story or the thought of canceling the summer party and missing all that food that caused the barn friends to do what they did next. Each and every one of the barn friends got up, and together they carried and rolled and tossed and picked up all the vegetables they could to fill the wagons and clean up the garden. Buddy picked up ears of corn and Clara chomped the tomatoes off the vines and put them in the wagon. Henry pulled the beans off the plants, and Packy and Priscilla emptied basket after basket full of vegetables into the wagon. Well, they kept going until the wagon was full, and then they pulled the wagon towards the farmhouse near the grill outside. Then they pulled and set up all the tents and tables. Why, they even mowed the lawn. They didn't stop until the whole farm was straightened, cleaned up, and ready for the summer party. And boy, were they tired from all that work. And it wasn't until late at night that they finally finished. But they were very happy and pleased with themselves that they had helped the farm. Clara had confirmed to everyone that Mr. Snyder was doing fine and he would be home early in the morning. And when Farmer Snyder and the farmhands returned in the morning, they were all ready to cancel the summer party until they saw their farm. But they didn't know how all the vegetables got picked and how all the tents and tables got set up. They asked the other farms all around if they had done all this work, and they all said no, they didn't do anything, and they didn't see anyone else at the farm either. Mr. Snyder and the farmhands thought maybe someone was just being kind and helped, and they didn't want anyone else to know. "Boy, this sure is unexpected," said the farmer. "But one thing is for sure, we can have our summer party now," and everyone cheered and was very happy. The barn animals knew how everything got done, and that was enough for them. And the barn friends enjoyed the summer party, too, seeing all their friends and eating all that delicious food. "Boy, this party was so much fun," said Packy. "I'm so glad they didn't have to cancel the party." "Yes," said Oliver. "Well, we can't predict the unexpected," said Oliver. "But, however, how we react and respond can make a difference." "Good heavens, indeed," said Ginger, finishing up her cherry pie. And that is the end of our story about the adventures of Packy the Rat. Thanks for listening. But wait, before we go, did you know baseball is often referred to as America's favorite pastime? Well, before baseball was so popular in North America, the game of baseball in Europe had many different names and versions for the game we now call baseball. Some of the names that baseball was referred to were cricket, dog and cat, rounders, and knickerbockers. When the game of baseball first came to North America, it was referred to as knickerbockers. In about 1845, the game had changed its name to baseball, with some of the rules altered as well. Well, the game became so popular, all you needed to play was a ball, a glove, and a bat, and kids and adults set up fields everywhere to play the game. And baseball then became known as America's favorite pastime. But that's the fun of playing a game. It helps us enjoy time with each other. Today, there are all kinds of games to play to have fun and pass time with each other. There are video games, card games, board games, well, many, many sport games like baseball, soccer, lacrosse, or even dancing or swimming. What's your favorite game? What kind of game do you like to spend your time playing? Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening to Best Stories.